Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So one Friday, maybe it was a Saturday, I made the drive from the seminary out to St. Clair, Missouri, to pick up this nice young lady who I had been dating for, oh, let's say about a month and a half. And so we were actually, I picked her up to take her to North St. Louis County to Emmanuel Lutheran Chapel, and they were having a trivia night, and that's where I did my field work at that church. And they were having a trivia night that night. And as we're driving, we're on 44, and we're on the bridge that takes us to get north on the 270. And when we're on this bridge, I hear Sally say the word, if. And she said, if we get married. And I was just like, what? What? She just said that M word, married? Did she really say that word? And apparently she also said afterwards, where would we get married at? Because me being from California, her being in St. Clair, me serving the church in North County, but all I know is that word, that M word, if we get married. And so my mind kind of went blank the rest of that evening. Yeah, remember, I was a confirmed bachelor in my 40s, never had been married before, and all of a sudden, this marriage talk is happening. So that is my excuse for later that night in the trivia contest for our team not getting correct the number of fish that the disciples caught when Jesus was on the shore and told them to fish again. Later in that evening, the only time it gives a number of the number of fish that was caught, and I believe the number was 153, but my mind was off. It was thinking 163, so that was my excuse, because that big if came up that night. Well, it completely changed my life for the better, because we did, in fact, get married. So that answer was a yes to that part of the if. But sometimes people will say something expecting the answer to be no, right? And sometimes they will expect the answer to be right. And we are really, really terrible kids to our parents. That means they're going to buy us the best of toys, right? Well, that answer, we would expect it to be no. But if we're really good kids and they do something, when we really listen to our parents and do everything they say, the answer might be yes to that question. But so we go on. But of course, there's a big if here in the epistle today from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? So some of the people in Corinth were saying that there was no resurrection. That doesn't give us a lot of hope, does it? It means that we die and that's it. There's no resurrection of life. If Christ has not been raised from the dead. Because if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Jesus Christ would have raised from the dead. And if that happened, what would that do for us? It won't matter how good we are. It won't do us any good at all if Christ wasn't raised from the dead. If Jesus went and suffered and did all that on the cross, suffered and died, was crucified and all that stuff, and then he is still in the tomb, doesn't matter how good we are or how bad we are, the same result. There's no resurrection of the dead. It didn't do any good for us, right? If Christ hasn't been raised from the dead. Just think about that. Just think about that. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, if he wasn't, where would we be right now? If Christ had not been raised from the dead, how many of us would be sitting right here, right now, or standing here, right now? Would any of you be here? No. Because if you believed in Christ, or said that you believe, but you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, what does that mean about your faith? It is futile. It doesn't do you any good. Your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Because I keep saying, no matter how good we are, well, guess what? We can't be good. And especially if Christ had not been raised, there wouldn't be any good. We'd all be destined for eternal punishment if Christ had not been raised. And we would still be in our sins. It wouldn't have mattered what he did on the cross. It wouldn't have mattered how he pleaded to the Father to take that cup from him. It wouldn't have, none of that would have mattered at all. Scary thought. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, there would be no reason for us to be here today. There would be no reason for us to be having our Valentine brunch this morning. There would be no reason for us to be at peace and comfort. There would be no reason for us if Christ has not been raised from the dead. Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. When someone says there is no resurrection of the dead, say, no, no. Christ rose from the dead. And we see who all witnessed it. He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then to more than 500 brothers. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and then to Paul himself, which gives Paul the authority to write this. And yes, he appeared to Paul after his ascension, but he still appeared to Paul. So it is true that Christ is risen. When we hear someone say, Christ did not rise. Oh, yes, he did. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And so when we speak of this to others about Christ rising, what we are saying is not in vain. Our faith is not futile. We are proclaiming God's love to us and giving us his son, Jesus Christ. And yes, sometimes we're not very good. Sometimes we're perfectly horrible. But Christ, through his suffering, death, and resurrection, your sins are forgiven. And you can look forward to your resurrection to spend eternity with God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, he has been risen from the dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Christ rose from the dead. We can too. So if someone asks you the big if, you could say yes. as thanks be to God that he loved us so much that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.